I want to speak to a man who, if you're my age, you will instantly recognise his name. Some younger people here, as a matter of fact, I have a relatively young producer who said to me, there's a really interesting article about a guy called, and he named him, and he said, you might find it exceptionally interesting, Frank. And then he went on to tell me everything about this guy. And I was smiling, laughing, because the producer is young. He doesn't come from the same era that I come from. And he wouldn't have remembered arguably one of the cheekiest headlines The Sun ever had. But my goodness me, has this man been well known, not only on the sporting field, but also in the field, I suppose, of nature, geopolitics, alternative health, the shape of the world, and everything else you could possibly imagine. It is the legend who is David Icke. David, good morning.
Morning, Frank. Well, you see, you're from the generation that remembers me saying, hello, good evening, here's Jimmy White. Young people today are from the generation that know me from my books and my videos on the internet. So it's interesting how it spanned that period, as you say.
David, I'm trying to still figure out in my head if I remember you from the right club. Did you play for Coventry City?
I did. Well, some people say I played for it. Some people say I turned up. But yeah, it was Coventry City, yeah.
Yeah, whatever happened to Coventry City? There's a match there at the weekend. There were only something like 700 people at it in that whole massive stadium that they have.
Well, the thing is, look, when you have a football club, for me, what a football club is the fans and it's its history. And once you start losing your history and all that's happened to make you become what you've become, then you start to lose that solidity. And the biggest mistake that Coventry City ever made is they sold the old Highfield Road ground. In fact, I went up there because I was told that they were having a day when the fans could walk around the ground for the last time, and they were selling off memorabilia and stuff. And I went and walked around the dressing rooms and the pitch where I played so many times. And that was the end of Coventry City, because ever since, of course, they've been renting a ground from the council, the Rioc Arena, do they call it, the Rico Arena. They spent time playing away or home games at Northampton Town. And it's never really recovered. It was a massively bad error.
Well, it was sad to see so few at the match. In the end, they won. They're still in the FA Cup. But I wasn't aware of their demise up until I saw an article on the TV about them yesterday. And then, coincidentally, the next day, I'm talking to David Icke. You know, you believe in all of that, don't you? You believe in there are messages coming from elsewhere. There are people playing with our mind. There are, I suppose, forces beyond what would be seen as normal.
Well, yes, seen as normal. It's actually very normal, but we have to use terms like paranormal, because the normal that we think is normal is basically the width and the scale of a postage stamp, and I'm being optimistic. But just put something into perspective, Frank. According to mainstream science, the electromagnetic spectrum is 0.005% of what exists in the universe in mass, matter, energy. Visible light, which is the only tiny band of frequency that we can actually see, is a tiny fraction of the 0.005%. And if you take the projection of the universe of mainstream science, the size of the universe, then planet Earth is equivalent to 1/1,000,000,000th of a pinhead. So yes, I do think there is other life out there other than and the human. And this is the point. We look out of our eyes. This is what scrambles so many people. We look out of our eyes and we think we're looking at seeing everything there is in the space we're looking at. We're not. We're looking at a tiny frequency band called visible light. Everything beyond that, which is basically the entirety of existence, we cannot see. And therefore, if you have, in the old analog radio television system, you have radio and television stations sharing the same space as each other, but they don't interfere with each other unless they're very close on the dial. Then you get, you know, what we call interference. But usually, radio 1 and radio 2 are on such different frequencies that they never interfere with each other, and one is not aware of the other's existence. And we are experiencing a frequency band of reality, and endless other frequency bands interpenetrate this one, just like radio and television stations. And the ones closest, as with the example of interference, to this one, can interact and manipulate this reality. Absolutely it can. But because this is not really taught in the schools, and everyone just thinks that when you look out your eyes, you see everything there is to see in that space, people listen at first hearing to what people like me and they go, you're mad. But then they read the books and they go, oh, hold on a second, this makes sense. And it's about how deeply do you want to go into it before the apparently crazy becomes perfectly logical.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, you know, there are parents listening who'd be saying, thank God David Icke's theories are not being taught in school. That famous headline that said David Icke was off his bike, I think was what was in the Sun. And you were, there was also a suggestion that you thought
Oh, yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, we've got to get our sense of reality from the Sun, haven't we?
Yeah,
oh, my God. Don't listen to someone who spent the last nearly 30 years travelling to 60 countries researching all this.
It was a clever headline, however.
In all levels of society, in America, in Australia, across Europe, etc. Don't listen to them. Listen to the Sun.
But,
that tells you everything.
But
what a joke.
This is so many years ago whenever you've made some suggestion along the lines of being the Son of God.
Well, what I'm saying is that we are, all of us, are a point of attention within one infinite awareness, infinite consciousness, state of awareness. And these experiences we have, called races and religions and income brackets, cultures, are just experiences, very brief experiences for that point of attention. And because we get caught in self-identifying with the experiences, we fight over religion, we fight over race and all this nonsense, when actually we're a point of attention with one infinite awareness. And that point of attention can be massive, or it can be a point of attention that thinks it's Ethel at the checkout and she's got no power, when she is just an expression of that infinite consciousness, if she would just wake up to that. So if you want to use symbolic language, like use symbolic language for that infinite awareness, as say God, then we're all sons, daughters, aspects, expressions, points of attention within that infinite awareness. Now, more and more mainstream science, especially the cutting edge of it, is having to go down this road, because the other explanations that it's had so far are simply facing cul-de-sacs all over the place, because it cannot explain what is now phenomenally and demonstrably happening. And the understanding that more and more scientific studies are making, not least in the field of quantum physics, etc., they're having to look at the fact that maybe their position on what reality is and who we are has been fundamentally flawed. And that's why so many people now are opening their minds to this stuff and saying, hold on a minute, this makes more sense than we've ever been told before.
Yeah, you've been doing this for well over 30 years now, I think. And in fairness to you, those who support you say you wrote about, you know, the events of 9/11 before it actually happened. You wrote about the 2008 banking crash before it happened. You were making comments about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, the hoax before it ever happened. Can that be backed up? Could you direct me towards books that you published where you could prove that?
Oh, my God. How many do you want? I'm sitting in front of a shelf here, Robots Rebellion and The Truth Shall Set You Free, I Am Me, I Am Free, The Biggest Secret, Children of the Matrix, Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster, Why the Official Story of 9/11 is a Monumental Lie, Infinite Love is the Only Truth, Everything Else is Illusion, The Global Conspiracy Guide.
Do you think 9/11 didn't happen the way it was reported?
Well, hold on a minute. You mentioned there Iraq. This, I mean, you know, obviously in the time we've got, I can't go into detail, but it's all in the books, especially the new one, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, which is just out. You go back to Iraq. It's accepted now because they can't do anything but, and the mainstream media accept because they can't do anything but, that we were lied to about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to justify a catastrophic invasion and the catastrophic events that have followed in the Middle East. I was in my book that it was all a lie. In 2003, I published a book in which I said it was all a lie called Tales from the Time Loop, and explained why. Now, let's not forget this. This is a kind of sobering thought. The mainstream media will not question the official story of 9/11, and anyone who questions it is a nutter. Well, let's just ponder on this fact. The very same people, not the same agencies and governments, the same personalities that told us there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq when they knew they weren't, to justify a catastrophic war, were the very same people that told us the official story of 9/11, which, when you break it down, is a joke. And then let's look at what 9/11 has been justified to do. All these invasions of countries in the Middle East and all these destructions of basic privacy and freedom being justified on a sequence of events that followed 9/11. And what I do in Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told is I play out a very simple timeline between a document that was published by a group in America in September 2000 that included Dick Cheney, the soon to be, after it was published, Vice President of the United States, President in truth with Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, who became Defense Secretary, Paul Wolfowitz, who became his deputy, Doug Zakheim, who controlled the whole budget of the Pentagon in the Bush administration and across 9/11. And in that document, they called for a series of regime changes in the Middle East with American forces fighting what they called multiple theaters of war. And they named the countries they wanted to regime change. They were Iraq, they were Libya, they were Syria, they were Iran, they were Lebanon, they were North Korea, leading to regime change in China. And what has happened when those people came to power with the Bush administration, they picked off Iraq on a lie. Then the next lot came in, because they're all puppets of the same hidden hand, Obama and Cameron, they picked off Libya and started the thing with Syria. Now they're kicking off against Iran and Lebanon and North Korea. We're watching a movie script unfold here.
But this is the important thing, David. But do you really believe America attacked America?
Well, America didn't attack America. I mean, what I explain in the books, and including the new one, is that the world is controlled by equivalent of a spider's web. In the middle, in the hidden, you've got the spider, and from that comes the direction of the world. It's no accident that in the last 18 months, I've been on a world speaking tour, and I've spoken virtually all over the world, Australia, America, the Balkans, right across Europe, Scandinavia, and I have a tick list when I go into a country. I go into a country about 5 days early, and I go through my tick list, and this tick list is a centrally dictated agenda for the world to transform human society into a global Orwellian state. And I have my tick list of all the things that this global agenda wants to introduce. And everywhere I have been in the last 18 months, and I mean everywhere, it's tick, 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 tick. They're all happening everywhere. Further ahead some places than others, but they're all happening everywhere. And from this spider comes this global agenda, which is why the same things happen everywhere and play out through governments, government agencies, corporations, banking systems. It's all explained in the book, and it's so simple when you break it down. It has to be. If it was complex, it would fall apart. They couldn't do it. It's very, very simple. And if you look at that document that I mentioned, in September 2000, it says in that for these regime changes to happen and for the increase in military expenditure to be justified to the public, America needs what it called a new Pearl Harbor. This transformation, as he called it, these regime changes, will be slow, quote, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. 1 year to the month after that document was published, 9 months after the people that wrote it came to power in the Bush administration, we had what Bush called at the time the Pearl Harbor of the 21st century, and everything else has followed from that. That's a coincidence. You're having a laugh. This is a script we are seeing unfold. And the reason I've been so accurate in predicting events is simply because when you know the script through hard research, then unless something comes to intervene in the script, it's going to play out. What I'm trying to do, the reason I do what I do, I don't have to do this, I could do something else. The reason I do it is because I'm trying to alert people so that there will be an intervention and stop this unfolding. Because if people think the destruction of privacy is terrible now, the increasing Big Brother state is terrible now, centralization of power is terrible now, well, stick around, because our children and grandchildren are going to have to experience a nightmare far worse than that unless we awaken now to what's actually going on instead of seeing everything as random events. They're not.
It is some theory. I'm not well enough briefed to even argue with you, other than I have more faith than you have in the system.
Bless you.
Let me ask you this.
What I'm going to do, Frank, I'm going to give you a fully paid up membership, a life membership to Naivety Anonymous, mate.
Lovely. Tell me this, and this is a relevant question. You know, you think of what footballers' wages are in this day and age. You played when there was very little pay.
£33 a week was the most I got paid.
An average guy's getting £33,000 a week at the moment. You must be making footballers' wages on these world tours and these book sales.
Absolutely not. I'm talking to you here now in a tiny two-bedroom flat. One of them is the one I'm sitting in, one of the bedroom. That's my little office. If I swung a cat in this office, it would be badly injured. Same with my kitchen. I'm doing this because I want my children, my grandchildren, everyone else's children and grandchildren. Indeed, the timescale is now. It's not even that far ahead. To see what's actually going on in front of their eyes, so we can do something about it.
Okay.
Because I want to leave this world having made a contribution to the world not becoming what this cabal wants it to become.
Okay, I'm not sure that you can be brief, David, but I need you to be brief on this one. Some people are asking, do you believe in chemtrails?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Well, do I believe in them? Look in the sky. They've been happening, started in America in the late 1990s, or at least that's when they were first really identified. They're happening all over the world. Everywhere I go, I see them. Everywhere I go and I talk to people, they say, we've got 10 chemtrails all over the place. And in the new book, Everything You Need to Know But Never Been Told, I explain what the real agenda of chemtrails are.
What a stocking filler it is. David Icke, great speaking to you, fella. Great speaking to you.
Cheers,
thank
Frank.
You. Thank you. Thank
all
you.
All the best, mate. Bye.
David Icke, great television presenter. Great... Coventry City star back in his goalkeeping days. But do you agree with his theories, his general theories? Your opinions are very welcome. 90333105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.